Southeastern's Mick.
Hi, I'm looking for Charles. Is he in?
Charles? No, he's been gone for about 2 years now.
Sorry about that. That's who we had as a point of contact here. Maybe you can help me out. I'm looking for a CFO, controller, somebody that helps out with the finances.
Nope, we're not interested in any kind of financial assistance at this time. We got a bank, so...
Okay. Well, we're not here to step on any toes. We don't really kind of want to compete with your bank. We actually are just providing a supplementary access to capital or equipment financing. Is that something that you might be interested in?
Nope, our bank's already got that for us, so...
Okay. Well, one thing that we can do that most banks can't do is actually provide you more capital than they might be able to. So a typical line of credit is based off of your top or bottom line, whereas we base all of our fundings off of the top line revenue, so we can get you access to maybe 10 to 15% of that.
Right. Nope, I can't say that we're interested.
Okay. Maybe I can shoot you an email just in case you might have any projects later on that you might be interested in some working capital. I mean, what are you working on now?
We're working on just money that we got in the bank right now. We try not to touch capital unless we absolutely have to, which hasn't happened yet. So.
Yeah, I absolutely understand that. Do you guys ever take advantage of Section 179? Kind of have some tax write-offs for some equipment?
Yep. And we got accountants to take care of all of that for us. So.
Oh, that's fantastic. If you don't mind me asking, like, what do you guys import? What do you guys do with the importing? Like, what do you guys import?
Forestry equipment.
Forestry equipment. That's rad.
Yep.
Where do you guys import it to?
The U.S., and then we are a distributor for the U.S.
Oh, that's fantastic. How do you like it? What kind of got you into that?
Just kind of fell into it for the most part.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it kind of like a family business, or did you just end up...
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah? That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, my friend... I really want to kind of stay in contact with you just near the end of the year, take advantage of that Section 179. If you don't mind, maybe I could send you an email, can have you as a point of contact?
Yep, it's going to be sales@northeastimplement.com.
Okay, and who are you so that we can kind of reference you? Have you as a point
Chris.
Of contact for the future. One more time?
Chris.
Sorry. Can you spell that out for me?
C-H-R-I-S.
Okay. And are you the new owner, or you kind of like a controller?
President.
Okay. Awesome. Well, Chris, I really enjoyed talking to you. I'm looking forward to keeping in contact with you. I really kind of want to learn more about your business. Is that okay? Maybe check up on you guys maybe once a month?
Yeah, I wouldn't call, though. I would just email, and if we need anything, we'll get a hold of you from that.
Yeah, absolutely. I know you guys use a lot of equipment, especially the way that you guys say. Maybe we can work together to take advantage of those Section 179 for you, get you a little bit of tax write-offs.
Yeah, we really don't use that much equipment. We just have a couple forklifts, but
okay,
that's really about it.
Okay. Well, Chris... I'm happy to have talked to you. I really appreciate you taking time out of your day. I will shoot you that email as soon as I can, okay?
All right. Sounds great.
Alrighty.
All right. Bye.